The risk of stroke is rising nationally among young adults. Troubling data from the National Institute for Health shows an almost 15% increase in stroke rates among adults age 18 to 44. And while this may be cause for concern, Fairfield County residents can take comfort in knowing that St. Vincent's Comprehensive Stroke Center just earned the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval, raising the bar in patient safety and quality care in our area. I got a chance to take a tour of St. Vincent's this week and spoke with Dr. Jeremy Wells, the director of the program, about the effort that went into creating the standard of care now available in Bridgeport.
So this was a six-year project of Hartford Healthcare investing into St. Vincent's Medical Center. We had to recruit expert stroke doctors, neurosurgeons from across the country to provide the high quality care that we put forward here. It took a team effort working across the hospital to find the fastest ways to treat our patients and get our interventions in as fast as we can.
Dr. Wells went on to describe why that speed is such a critical part of caring for a stroke victim.
With a stroke, time is brain. That's what we're drilled on every single time we start going through training. Every second matters. So the faster we can get a patient into the hospital by working with our EMS folks, it speeds up our care.
Liz Egan, the EMS director at St. Vincent's, has been taking these new methods and making sure that all EMS professionals, as well as doctors, are in the know about measures that can dramatically help with recovery.
So we switched to a different system for assessing for a stroke. It's a lot more inclusive. There's a lot more involved in it. And we're constantly putting out different educational classes and trying to teach everyone in the EMS community as much about neurology and strokes as possible.
And while rapid response times will always be a necessity in stroke care, the window for receiving that care is growing. Dr. Stephen Velasquez, director of emergency medicine, says that patients previously had a window of just 4 hours to remove a clot before symptoms started to become permanent. But now doctors are able to reverse the effects of a stroke in a much wider time frame.
You can go in and pull these clots out and open up the blood vessels. Now we're extending that to 24 hours. So there's patients who have had a stroke. Again, time is of the essence, right? So you'd rather be here in that first hour. But there's people who have shown up at 12 hours or at 14 hours, you know, perhaps someone was asleep and they didn't know that they had that and they woke up with the symptoms. And we can still go in there and remove that clot and open up the blood vessels and try to save as much of that brain as possible.
As always, preventative care is the best way to avoid having any medical incident. Rising stroke rates are linked to a variety of factors, including diabetes, obesity, and high cholesterol. But should the unthinkable happen, the team at St. Vincent's is prepared to help. For the Voice of Connecticut, WICC, I'm John Kamal.